You feel weak? I'm telling you, God's going to empower you tonight. He's going to stir you from the... I can't do it. I don't have the ability to stir you. But if you'll reach out to Him and rely on the Holy Spirit tonight to minister to you, I'm telling you what, He'll fire you right up. He'll just fire you right up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. You've got some going through trials, and then you've got some got the victory. That is praising God.
Amen.
But you know what God wants? He wants the ones going through trials to be praising God anyhow.
Yep.
He wants you to be lifting Him up, magnifying Him. Praise God. And you know, a lot of the reason I believe we don't, the Bible says, that I believe that's in Proverbs 28:1, I know it is. It says the enemy flees, the wicked flees when nobody pursues. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. The word bold in there means to be sure, to be confident, to be secure. Hallelujah. And you know, I was thinking about the only way that I've become secure and confident is because greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world.
Yeah.
Yes, and I read the scripture in there, and it says we'll go from one level of faith. He takes us from faith to faith and from glory to glory.
Amen.
Not from faith down to faith. Faith up to faith. From one level of glory to another level of glory. But you know, it's not up to God. God's already done it and already doing it. He's already moving in this earth. And those that are looking to Him, those that are rising up in the middle of stuff and declaring the word of the Lord, declaring the things of God, the word, that's a choice to be bold. They were preaching the gospel in the book of Acts, and they began to go against Paul and Silas, and the Bible says, and both of them got bold. So they just got bold. And they said, y'all want to reject the gospel, y'all reject the gospel, then we go turn to the Gentiles. But God, it just caused them to get bolder. Well, how many know, praise God, there's been an all-out assault and attack on the church for over 2 years. Worldwide, in the United States of America. A boldness from our enemies, hallelujah. A boldness from darkness, hallelujah. And I've seen a lot of people fall under the power of it. Just get hopeless and feel like nothing's going to work out. And you know why? Because they don't feed off of the manna that comes from heaven.
Yeah.
How many of those Christians who are truly born again and pursue the Lord will be bold and grow bolder? Can't have it.
Yes.
And it just can't happen. Now, I don't see one time where Paul and him back down against the Pharisees and the scribes. I don't see one time where they told him not to preach and they said, well, we just won't preach, Jesus. You understand? Boldness rose up in them because they were bold in what they believed. They were bold in the Lord Jesus. They were bold in what had happened to him on the road to Damascus when he got born again. He was bold. Hallelujah. And I believe it's time for the church to rise to a new level of boldness. Not anger, not being mean, but taking a stand on the Word of God, you know. They tell me I can't, you know, that I've got put demands on people out here that are ungodly against God's word, that I boldly stand up and say, not me. Won't do it, not as a pastor. Now that gets me under controversy, and I'm sure it will later on worldwide. I'm sure controversy and persecution and ugly letters and all that's going to come to us, but we really just don't care, do we?
That's right, come on.
We're not trying to be like two magnets trying to put them together, but thank God we ain't gonna be pushed away from what we have believed in. But you know, the Bible says, but the word righteous stuck out to me when the Lord spoke that to me. He said, the righteous are as bold as the lion. And the Lord said, sometimes, in some cases, He said, my people that are born again don't believe they're righteous. Because they're not perfect. I mean, those righteousness don't come through the law, through all the things that makes us righteous. Righteousness came through Jesus. We've been made the righteousness of God. I mean, I'm not nowhere near perfect, but I'm not nowhere near where I was back under 27 years ago because of the righteousness that came on the inside of me because I believed on the Lord Jesus. And he begins to lead me in the path of righteousness. Righteousness working its way in my life because I want it, because I want to know his ways, his will, his word. Righteousness begins to grow in a Christian that pursues the Lord, that prays, that stays before the Lord, that fights the good fight of faith. How many knows believing is where righteousness is imputed? Some have told me because I wasn't at an altar that I didn't get born again. Some have told me that I've got to be that if I wasn't baptized in water, that I wasn't born again. Some have told me if I wasn't born again in the Baptist church, that I wasn't born again. Satan, all of it. I'm not knocking nobody, but Satan trying to convince me that before when I was in my living room down there and I called on the name of Jesus, I wasn't in a faith bunch. I wasn't dunked in water. I wasn't baptized in cream. Some of them think if you ain't been anointed with oil, you're not anointed. Right. How many know the anointed one lives on the inside of us?
Amen.
But praise God, the scripture said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be
saved. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
See, Satan was simply trying to talk me out of my right standing with the Lord that I received that morning, fixing to commit suicide. I became right with God through believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Simply.
Hallelujah.
I've seen people get baptized in water ain't no closer to God than they was when they say they got saved. Hallelujah. Let's look. Give me that Romans chapter 4. It says, what shall we say then that Abraham our father as pertaining to the flesh hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof the glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? That's a good thing to wonder, ain't it? What says the scripture?
Right.
Abraham believed God. Somebody say, believe God.
Believe God.
And it was counted unto him for righteousness.
Hallelujah.
He believed God, and righteousness would give to him because he believed. Now unto him that worketh, the reward is not reckoned of grace, but of debt. See, here it's telling us simply that righteousness comes through believing. Righteousness don't come through going to church. Righteousness don't come through our giving. It don't come through none of that. It don't come through some of the Bible says the traditions of men make the word of God of none effect. Traditions. You go to church, you'll be righteous. That's under the law. That's works. That's under works. You're working your way right with God. See, a righteous person wants to go to church.
That's right. Come on. Yep.
Not they're trying to get right with God by going. If you're trying to get right, I'm covering something to get down to boldness. I mean, I'm covering something here. I'm going somewhere. See, we don't do enough right things to be in the righteousness of God and have that surety and that confidence. That righteousness comes through believing. Give me that Romans 10. It says, but the righteousness which is of faith. Somebody say righteousness of faith.
Righteousness of faith.
Not works. Now I'm not saying, I mean, I can't not go to church and feel good. It's called conviction.
Right.
Convincing. I'm convinced through the word that the gathering place is the will of God. I'm convinced of that. Now when I go that way, I'm going because of righteousness. Because it's the right thing to do. Because you understand, I'm just making an example there. in giving. I don't get right with God by giving. I don't get God. It don't. My giving don't make God bless me financially. That's getting into work. No, my giving by faith, because the Bible says God will do. Now I got faith in Him. Now I'm putting confidence in Him, in my giving, in my tithing, in my sowing, in my, that causes the righteousness of God to work. That right standing begins to increase me more and more. Talking to a guy today, he used to go to this church, and he tells everybody that's stingy with their money and stuff that he runs across that's sitting around this area. You know, he tells them, man, y'all need to go to Faithway Christian Center over there. Y'all stingy with your money. And man, I learned over there, he said, I tell them over there, I learned over there how to be obedient to the Lord and walk in faith in my giving and come out of that need mentality, how to honor God over there, and I'm blessed because of it. Y'all go to Faithway Christian Center. He said, I was there in one of the services. He said, and I was talking to Sister Teresa. He said, and I just made this statement. He said, man, things are not too good now, you know, in my business and this and that. And she said, what have you? He said, she looked at me and said, what have you quit doing? He said, what? He said, I got to hear this again. What? He said, and she said, what have you quit doing? He's been moving for you. He's been moving mountains. He's been bringing slough behind you. He's been doing it. What have you quit doing? He thought for a second. He said, well, things got a little tight financially, and I quit giving the offering over there. He said, I quit doing the offering over there. He said, and she told me, well, go back to doing what you're doing, and God can move like He was doing. He said, I went back to doing what I knew to be doing, knowing the will of God. He said, and I ain't suffered since. Amen. Hallelujah. See what happened? A boldness there in the challenge of financially rose back up in him. He was being bold before that trial come. He was being bold against the enemy, not wanting him to give and all of that. I've been through and still going through, and my doors are starting to come in. They're starting to come and trickle in a little bit, but I've not been putting my trust in that. I've been bold against lack, bold against it. Somebody say bold.
Bold.
They ain't got nothing to do with them God doors. It's got to do with my faith in God, however God wants to get it to me. Lord, I'm open to you however you want to bring it in, God. Hallelujah. See, this is being bold against it and declaring glory to God. I'm a giver. I'm a tither. Well, if you ain't doing all these things because you know it's the will of God, then you won't have a boldness with the enemy. If you ain't been standing up against him and kicking him out of your house, he just gonna show up anytime he wants to and cause strife and division and anger and oppression and sadness and lay in the bed wishing that another day would come and maybe you would feel better. You'll be looking at your circumstances wishing God would move for you. When the Bible, all through the Bible, I mean, the two leprous men sat outside the camp starving. Praise God, starving to death, and the enemy's over there partying down, boy. Oh, they just partying down over there, just getting fat off of all the stuff they've been stealing. And one of them looked at the other one, and he said, if we stay out here, we're going to die. But if we get up and go in, maybe they'll feed us. But God, they stood up. That was boldness. They stood up, and when they stood up and started walking, God caused them to hear an army coming, the Bible says. But God, they ran off and left the horses and all, and they went in and prayed. I seen that one time, and I said, glory to God, I'll not sit down in famine no more, Lord. But God, these guys right here got up and said, we'll go in, at least we'll live, maybe they'll feed us. But you caused them to hear an army, and they went from rags to riches.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm increasing through this thing. You should increase. You should never think, boy, things are bad down here in Bluntville. No, they're bad at your house. You got a mouse that ain't bad. Aubrey, she said, I'm bored. Travis, this evening, said, I'm bored. He said, well, all you got to do is go pop off. Just go with Papaw in a few days and you won't be bored. I said, no, you'll be laid out by two. I ain't got time to get all that stuff and all that worry and all of that sadness. And I'll get up and kick rocks around my driveway and praise God for all of it. Hallelujah. It's called boldness because I've believed on the Lord Jesus. And it's imputed righteousness to us. The right standing of God. The right to be healed. The right to be financially blessed. The right to know the will of God. The right to not be confused in a dark world. Hallelujah. Because we believe what God says in the Word of God. That no weapons formed against us will prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises against us, thou shalt condemn. Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put that proverb back there. See, the righteousness that comes through Jesus leads us on a path of victory. We have been made right with God. And look at what the Bible says here in Proverbs, even before Jesus came on the scene. It says, I didn't read the rest of that. We'll go back to it in a minute. The wicked flees when no man pursueth. But I see a lot of Christians fleeing. It says the wicked. We're not the wicked. Christians ain't the wicked. No, we're born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We read in the Bible where you can boil them and they wouldn't boil. You can stone them and they wouldn't die. They crawl back up and get back up in the mighty name of Jesus. And they're thrown in lions' dens. Pray God, the lions couldn't even eat them. Angels showed up. They were thrown in the fiery furnace. And one likened to the Son of Man shows up. Well, you know, we're the servants of God.
Amen.
Do we think that God has changed?
Nope.
These things are in the Bible for us to read and say, glory to God. What a God we serve, man. What a God we... But you know, we get out into our trials and we forget about what the Word says if we're not careful. We forget about He's no different. He's no respecter of persons. We forget if we're not careful. We have an enemy that comes to our mind and our emotions and our feelings. And I told the Lord, and I said, thank you, Lord. You've taught me not to be controlled by my feelings and my emotions. By what my body says, by what the world says around me, by what people says at the gas pump, round gas is going up. Boy, it's going to cost us this year. I get in my truck and I say, glory to God, you'll increase me as gas goes up, God. Glory to God, let it go up. Don't went up to $5 a gallon where it cost me $30 to go to Africa back. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I still went to Africa back. Now praise God. Put $20 in there and it moved it up off 50. Y'all remember them days?
Yeah. Come on.
I was put to a choice to either believe that God is God, His Bible's real, that He'll supply all of my needs according to it, and not sit down and say, I can't go, Lord, because I'm broke, Lord. I've left my house with $40 and put it all in there with nothing left, believing God that I'm blessed going out, blessed going in, blessed in the city, and quoting it on the way, and come home with $700-$800 in just a few hours.
Thank you.
That's because you're in business. You're missing the whole picture, friend.
Right.
Business has let me down. God's doors has let me down. Hallelujah. My jobs let me down. People's let me down. The banks have let me down. All of them have let me down. But God has never let me down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I keep my trust and confidence in Him, that's a boldness that you have to stand up against your enemies, stand up against lack, stand up. People are like, well, I'm just so depressed after that. Well, you got your mind on poor old you.
That's right. Come on.
Poor old you and your troubles. Nobody knows how well I was raised, and I was in oppression. Well, how long are you going to stand it, sweetheart? When the Bible says you've been delivered from the powers of darkness.
Amen. Come on.
When are you going to stand up and tell that, get out of your thinking, get out of your emotions, glory to God, that greater is He than is He, until you stand up and be bold against it, it's just going to come and reign and rule in you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Death. Victory is ours, hallelujah.
Yes.
Death belongs to the wicked.
Right.
Says, but the righteous are... Now, I just told you, go back to Romans there, 10, Beth. But the righteousness which is of faith speaking on this wise. So say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. It is nigh you in your mouth when you're washing dishes.
Yes.
It could be coming out of your mouth.
Yep.
I got audited one time. I hated, I was afraid of getting audited, what I'd heard in the world, you know. And I got over here, and I mean, they audited me, you know. I've been audited 4 or 5 times in business, you know. And boy, I mean, if you ain't careful, you'll sweat it till the day it's over with, till you get whatever the answer is.
Hey.
I mean, your mind will go all over everything. Well, you know, I'm born again, and I got all this, and I thought, well, black God, you know what? They're just like me. They put their pants on every morning just like me, black God. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, your word says you hadn't given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Not cast that over on the Lord. And I said, bless God, my God will supply all of my needs. What if they do want me and I have to pay a bunch of money? But God, God's got the world and everything in it. The gold and silver's mine, says the Lord. Do I believe what the Bible says? Or am I going to cow down and be at the mercy of them? I'm not anti-government. Tell us, come over here that morning just bold in the Lord. Glory to God. Victory, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. I stand on the word. You say, now you don't want to do that after church.
Come on.
You want to do it in the Bible.
Amen.
I mean, if you can only do it in church, you ain't been church good. You've been watching everybody scratching your head. You ain't been listening to the word. You ain't been worshiping the Lord. So your circumstances defeating you like they was before you went to church. We don't want that. We want to be bold. Because the bold people in the Lord, they get the God kind of results. I'm telling you, it ain't just being religious. It's getting God kind of results. So I go in there and I said, what you need, ma'am? Well, I need blah, 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 blah. And she told me how many, I don't know how long. I pulled out about 4 or 5 and I said, there they are, and there that is, and there that is. And that lady goes, and I was there and I wasn't sweating a bit. See, I done entered into confidence now. I done entered into no weapon formed against me will prosper now. I done entered into a rest. I want to go get the lady some breakfast. She pulled out about 3 folders. She went, it all looks good to me. I'm thinking, Lord God, this is the best audit I've ever seen or heard about. Then she looks up and she said, what's that? And I said, that's the truck delivering my doors. Where are they from? I said, they're from Tennessee. Oh, they are they? Pulled out a little notepad. She made a little note there. She said, would you happen to have their number? And I thought, sure, I got their number. I wasn't thinking nothing, Johnny. Well, it was all said and done, but God, they left me. I didn't flee, so they left me, went over there, and they owed me about $10,000.
Bless you, God.
So out of that, I thought, glory to God, I'll always be again, baby. Hallelujah, it's turned out to my good. Well, ain't that what Romans 8:28 says? For we know that he works all things together, but you don't understand what they're doing to my kids in school. No, you don't hear the word. He works, I get the word on it. Get the word on it. Be bold against the enemy. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the... So we can go ahead in there in that battle, so to speak, with the school or with our neighbors. And we can get in all that strife and division and anger and all of that. Some go to jail all over it. Or we can get in there with the real enemy and we have power over all the power of darkness. Travis getting bullied in school. I felt sorry for him that I hadn't taught him how to bust their teeth out. I mean, I felt sorry for him that my son, I felt humiliated. Because I felt like I could go whoop all of them with my hands tied behind my back somehow. Now, I thought about, but God, they ain't going to treat my kid like this. I got to teach him how to fight. To see if he'd have been raised outside the Lord, he'd probably be in prison right now, or in jail, or whatever the case might be. But you know, I went into that, and he was being bullied. And I told him, I said, son, fighting is not an option. You don't fight. We love. We're people of love. I mean, it took a boldness for me to do that. I felt like less than a man. I felt like they're going to run over him. How's big Scotty Weston look now? Well, I looked real big when I whipped the enemy. And the one that was bullying him turned out to be one of his best friends. Without busting teeth out. Without me going to jail. See, I realized at that time, see, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. It didn't mean go over there and get on the principle. Come on, somebody. We got to make sure we stay in the right arena. The arena of faith and the right way of doing and being. But it says that is to bring Christ down. Or who shall ascend to the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what saith that the word is nigh thee even in the mouth and in the heart, that is the word of faith which we preach with it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He says, for with the heart man believeth unto what?
Righteousness.
There's your righteousness right there. If you ain't believed on the Lord Jesus, I don't care what you've done, you ain't in righteousness. Righteousness came through Jesus. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And there's another place that it says that we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And then the Lord spoke to him. He said the righteous are supposed to stand up against darkness, against sickness, against sin. I mean, I had something in my life that stayed with me for years as a Christian. And I wouldn't give up on it, Johnny. I mean, every night I would go to bed and I would quote Romans in my life. I'd say, sin has no dominion. Thank you, Lord, that sin has no dominion in my life, Lord. And I mean, it still had dominion year after year, week after week. But I wouldn't quit. That I wouldn't quit saying and getting it on the inside of me that sin in this little issue that I knew God wanted me to change in, but I couldn't seem to do it. But I wouldn't quit. I kept saying the word, praise God, that sin has no dominion. Thank you, Lord, that sin has no. And that's just one. I've done it. I've done it over wanting to commit adultery. I've done it over anger. I've done it over wanting to fight and vengeance. I've done it. I've done it when I didn't like the scripture where it says love your enemies. Oh, and don't be talking down about your brothers and sisters. You got it? Well, they ain't shouldn't be doing that. Don't be talking down, spreading stuff about your brothers and sisters in the house of God or anywhere else. The Bible says if you love them, you cover them. You don't uncover them. You are uncovering yourself for the enemy. I'm not telling you that getting on to you. You're smarter than the devil, right? If I've got a problem with any of y'all, I'm coming to you. Not in anger, not in, the Bible says if you have anything against your brother, go to him.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's a very dangerous place to be in, praise God.
Yep,
went one time, there was a guy hitting on Teresa. I know why, she's a good looking woman. Hitting on her. Used to, you wouldn't hit on her but one time. She said, I mean, man, you going down, baby. I don't believe it's going to be me. If we do, I'm going to be on top. You know, I used to be grounds that you just didn't mess with Teresa, period. I mean, you just didn't do it. I get born again over here, and I have to go, and I have to fight off that fear, that, you know, and the spirit of lust can get on y'all women and men.
What?
Spirit of lust. Well, you desire, you know, strong desire. See, we have to fight again. We have to stand boldly against this stuff and think, nah, you ain't going into my future messing up nothing, bud.
That's right. Come on.
She getting hit on. So she tells me about it. So a guy hitting on me. I started to tell her, I didn't say why, baby. You are sharp, man. Whoo. And I said, well, you need any help? Not handle him, idiot. Are you stupid? She told him, are you stupid? You know what? And I thought, Lord, the victory's mine. Used to, that would have drove me crazy. That would have drove me off the deep end. I mean, I would have hunted that person down no matter where they're at. And I mean, it would have been on. If I thought I couldn't whoop him, Lord, I would have carried a gun, a sawed off something, two before. And I mean, it would not have been a good day in paradise for that dude. But I thought, Lord, I got the victory over that. That I have confidence in you, Lord. And you know what? That's a boldness that you're standing in. That the enemy comes up and presents that something to you that used to carry you off the deep end. And it don't even move you. Nothing moves us. That's a place of freedom and victory. And just that little thing. But you got to watch about talking. I mean, I don't go say, yeah, Monty, he's short. Little sawed off frick. Thanks, he's big, but he ain't. Then him, not seen, he's a little bit shorter than me, but I'm pretty short. We like it down here, don't we? God put us close to the ground, boy. We're, you know, those high vehicles, they can tip easier. Them low vehicles, SUVs, shoot, man. They hold them curves. We can hold our own, take my money. Yeah. Hallelujah. But you know, we've got to be bold against sickness and disease. Bold, just like with Aubrey. I mean, that stuff bothers me when somebody in this church is sick. And I mean, you know, that bothers me. Why? Because it bothers God. They said she's allergic to all of that stuff. They went and told me I was allergic to what my problem was with my nose. I said, I'm not allergic. I was standing on the word of God that no weapon formed against me will prosper. I told him, I said, I'm not allergic to nothing. He said, you're allergic to something. I said, I'm telling you right now. I said, well, just do your test. So they done 27 different kinds of tests. All of them come back negative. I'm not allergic to cat and cat hair, dog and dog hair, horse and horse hair. When pollen's up there, I go, that pollen's good. I'm serious. It tries to threaten me. Pollen's made by the Lord. It's deferred for a reason. You got Christian. Oh, God, I dread spring. Oh, that pollen time. I mean, it just messes my nostrils up. You're just yielding to it. You're fleeing when nothing's after you. Mm-hmm. I mean, pollen. Come on, man. So I go, springtime, hallelujah. Pollen off every tree, glory to God. No weapon formed against me will prosper. What does that do? Standing bold against a thing that's keeping people from even enjoying their flowers. Everything I got blooms, man. My okra, don't quit picking okra, because it's blooming. Take a stand against it. Take a stand against those things, hallelujah, that are alien to us, that are not, we're supposed to enjoy, hallelujah. He said he'd give us long, satisfied lives, right? Long, satisfied. Not long, dreary, dreading tomorrow life. Dreading what's coming in the future. Dreading what the media's saying. I just cut the media off. Like I'll listen to them a few minutes and I'll say, back over to preaching. 265. Bye, James. Well, we need to keep informed. That Bible informs you of victory. It informs you of when it does come, what to do when it does come. It keeps you informed. It keeps you geared up. It keeps you in faith, in a boldness against the things that are coming. Some people think I'm just in controversy over COVID-19 right now, but I've been in controversy over sickness and disease for 27 years. I ain't got nothing to do with COVID. It just happened to show up and I'm going to whip its butt.
Come on.
It just happened to show up. I fought the war on we don't have to go to church to be a good Christian. Or you don't go to church, we are the church. No, we ain't. I went to the Bible and found out the truth. And I'm not going to be fooled by it. Let me tell you what the gathering did. The assembly. The church, which is not one person. It is an assembly. It's when we come together and we give together and we believe together and we release faith together and we bring our finances together and we go into all the world together and preach the gospel. they ain't one person doing that. You can't call one person the church.
Bless you, Lord. That's right.
I'm bold against it. I'm very much against that belief. I'm against it. Don't ever believe you're the church by yourself. Churches will teach you that, and Christians will teach you that, because they've heard it. Most of them's heard it. We are individuals. We're individuals on the body. We're individuals. Some's a thumb, some's a finger, and we all need each other. I've got people in my own family. One of them got upset with me because I wouldn't say I was the church. She said, "You really don't believe that you're the church?" I said, "I can't find scripture." I said, "Give me scripture to show me that I'm the church by myself. And I can believe that foolishness." Got mad at Teresa. "You really don't believe you're the church?" No, we don't believe we're the church. There's nowhere in the Bible that says we're the church. The Bible says church is called out, called together, and assembly. That's what the word church means. The church is not the building. This is a gathering place that we call, I don't know why I'm on this, because you got some doctrine out there that's trying to get you to believe you don't need one another.
That's right, come on.
Trying to get me to believe that I don't need to be joined together with other bodies of Christ over yonder. I've been partners with ministries all over the world for years. That guy told me today, he said, "Wow, man, I seen what y'all done." I said, "Who?" He said, "The church." I said, "Who's that?" He said, "Well, that's all them people in your church." He didn't hear me preach, I guess. "Y'all fed them people over in India, the whole pandemic." I said, "We sure did. We fed that whole family for a year. I didn't even realize it. We fed them for a whole year, Johnny, led by the Lord. We sent money over there. One person didn't do that by themselves. We all did that. And when we get to heaven, God's going to say, 'Look at all of these people.' And he's going to say, 'Come on in, thou good and faithful servant.' The ones that stood bold against God, bold against poverty. I can't stand them kids hungry over there. Why? Because God's commissioned us at different times to do that. And he supplies our needs when we stand in faith." Right through the whole pandemic, when other churches shut down and went under, and financially some of them didn't open, we flourished.
Bless him, Lord.
And I took a stand against COVID back under when we started having the drive-in services, because I felt backslid, because I know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I know it's the will of God, so therefore it drove me out to beyond the bounds of what the world was trying to bind me. And you came. And people said, "We're ready to go back. We're with you, man. We're with you, man." I'm like, "Let's do it."
Amen.
I stand against it today. I said, "COVID, you won't touch our church, you hear me? But God, they say it's going up, then the next day it's down. Death rates are up, death rates are down. Beds are full, beds ain't down. And I won't get you another COVID shot coming on. Get you another booster shot. I'm not anti-shot, anti-that. But I am waiting, and I'm seeing the reports of the ones that did and died with it. Died because they got the COVID shot. Caused heart failure and all kinds of different things. Caused things to happen in women's bodies that wasn't happening before." Jesus would have to tell me himself. I don't even like shots. I'm not scared of them, but see, that's not controversy. That's glory to God. No plague will come nigh our dwelling, God. The body's got to be raised up in faith and believe in God to where they got the shield of faith going on. What do we think? The shield of faith is not real. The Bible says they take the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. Well, how can you say that to the devil? Tell me what Jesus prayed. He said, "Father, I pray that it be done in earth as it is in heaven." What is it? How is it in heaven? Are there sickness and disease there? Is there any lack there? No, you're going to walk on streets of gold, walls of jasper and onyx. You're going to be in the presence of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And he prayed and said, "Father, I'll be praying that it be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's what we want. Lord, we want heaven on earth. We want that protection from God going on in our lives.
Hallelujah.
I told Lack, whatever it started, you know, trickling down, shutting businesses down, all that stuff, you know, praise God. I told it. I told Lack, I said, you ain't coming to my house. You ain't coming to my church. You ain't coming to my people. The ones that the Lord has put in my care to shepherd over. You're not coming. I'm going to equip them. I'm going to minister them. Now, you know what? I want to sit down and listen to the news and say, God, y'all, it's getting by. Let's just stay at home as much as we can. Money don't mean anything. We made it without anything back under, man. We sure don't want to get. I wanted to say all that. I wanted to come and say, y'all, everybody get three masks. If Joe's wearing two, we ought to wear three. He don't know what he's doing. I wanted to get in there and say all that. Fauci said this and Fauci said that. But Fauci's not God.
That's right.
And Fauci's not the one that plants truth in my heart. It's Jesus. It's that Bible. But God said, you be bold and you go and you preach the same thing you've been preaching all these years. To stand against sickness and disease and to stand against poverty and lack and oppression. I don't get oppressed.
That's right. Come on.
The only time I get oppressed is when I don't fight. You'll find me in bed, covered up, got my head up. Teresa had to come put a note on the church. Told her, I said, I ain't going to church. Oh, God, you got to go to church as a pastor. I said, no, don't everybody else laid out and they won't do that, God. So I'm just like them. I said, I'm not going to church. Well, I love the church. I said, I don't care. They'll get there and I'm not there just like I get there and they're not there.
Right. Come on.
I just remind them I'm just like y'all are. Y'all don't show up, I just don't show up. Now I was in a wrong spirit, man. I'm telling you, I was. So Teresa comes down and puts a letter on the church doors. No church today. She comes back home and she's like, oh man, this is bad. This is bad. She comes in there and she says, man, I want to just go to church with me this morning. I said, I don't want to go to church this morning. If I was going to church, I'd go to my church. And I laid there. I said, go on, I'm not going. She goes out of there, and I thought, man, what if she backslides on account of me? I didn't let her backslide one time, but God, I thought she wasn't coming back. It took Jesus to bring her back. And so I thought, well, but God, I'll just go to church just to her, keep her from backsliding. That's what I did. I was thinking about her. I got up. We didn't come to church down here. Went to our church up there. I thought they asked me what I'm doing up here. I'll tell them, mind your own business. Ain't none of your business. I'm going to church. Y'all mind? That's what I'm going to tell them. I done made up my mind. I'm going to tell them it ain't none of your business. I'm coming to church. What do you think? Ain't you down yonder? Ain't none of your business. I told you I'm coming to church. But I didn't have to do that because they were wise. Something was wrong. So the sermon come that morning, David, and he said that Bradley gets up there, and I went through praise and worship. Good God, his songs ain't anointed nothing. It wasn't them, boy. It was shouting, man. Everybody into it. I'm over dead in a log. You know, when you quit fighting, you get dead. You start dying spiritually. Oh, you just feel like you can't go on. You can't do this Jesus thing. You can't go to church. I can't go to church without him, man. Well, he gets up there, that sermon comes through. He said, Lord, tell me this morning, the title of the sermon is, you've lost your motivation. I thought, great. Great. Lost your motivation. Great. That's what I was thinking. Boy, what an explosive title that is. You've lost your motivation. About halfway through that sermon, something started happening on the inside of me. I thought, I just lost my motivation. Is that all that's wrong with me? I thought I had more problems than that. I mean, time I left there, I'm like, "Scum, boy!" I mean, I come to Buffalo, lassoing everybody up. I'm like a cowboy on a horse with a rope, boy. I mean, I'm back, and I've been after them ever since. All it was I'd give in to oppression. I'd give in to lies of the enemy. I'd quit praying like I needed to. Quit fasting. Quit seeking the Lord. I'd quit being bold against the things coming against my life. Praise God. I'd got to fighting in my own strength instead of in faith. And you know what? Unstoppable you are when you're in faith and walking in the Lord. Praise God. Give me a my next one. Give me that 1 Timothy 4:1-7. 2 Timothy 1:7, I believe. Yeah. For God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and a sound mind. Power. Power. Somebody say power.
Power.
When you feel defeated, you need to get this and say, nope, I got power.
Amen.
Say it. I mean, you need to say it. When you feel weak, the Bible said, let the weak say they're strong. Don't get up and say, well, I just feel weak. I just feel weak. I felt attacked for 3-4 days this week. We didn't know what you ain't supposed to. We couldn't tell that you ain't supposed to. People of faith don't give in to that garbage. They go by faith. They walk by their confidence. The boldness that is in them, praise God. You know my arm? I mean, I felt it when I started saying, drive it out. Got on somebody's nerves that Sunday morning. I drove it out and said it took me 2.5 weeks. Arthritis or something. I don't know what it was. I didn't go to the doctor. But I know it didn't feel good. Shooting pain all up in there. Trying to get my keys out of my pocket. Oh, man, I need help. Get my keys out. And I thought, well, God, my body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to tolerate this. So I got up in the morning, took it for breakfast. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I done told you to go, shut up. It hurt, and I'd say, shut up. It hurt, and I'd say, shut up. That guy told me today, he said, you know what, man? He said, you're one of them guys that's got some of that special faith. I said, nah, you know better than that, man. That Bible tells you that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I said, I ain't got no special faith. I said, with special faith there, I said, it's a gift. It'll raise them from the dead or something, praise God. I said, but this, the Bible faith that everybody, not preachers, has is standing and taking a stand and being bold against whatever they're facing at that time, using the word of God and declaring victory over. I mean, no, you can prophesy victory and send it forth in your life. How is that? The Bible says when you ain't, that you're blessed going in. Blessed going in, right? Have you ever said it when you wasn't? Well, you prophesied to your future. You're prophesying what thus saith the Lord. I prophesied one time, heard this preacher man, Leroy Thompson, I think he's done gone now. But this is back when they had TBN going all the time. One of my brothers told me don't listen to them faith preachers. Listen to them. They're a bunch of false preachers. But I got the Bible, and I found out they're going with the Bible. I mean, they're reading scriptures out of the King James Bible. And I'm getting there, and I'm like, no, man, that's not false, that's true. That's true. And nothing was said. That's true. And I begin to find out. And I say, what do you think about this? No, I don't believe in that. Well, the Bible said it. The one who was telling me, don't listen to them. Right. And I'm like, well, the Bible says it. And I'm like, here it is. Well, yeah, is it the King James? Yes, sir, it's the King James. That's the King James right there. Well, that's trying to prove that what they had been believing was not so. But what they had been believing was keeping me from the promises. It was keeping me from faith in God concerning healing and prosperity and believing Him and righteousness. Hallelujah. So that guy gets up there and he said, Spirit of God spoke to me. And he said, money cometh to me and stayeth. He said, you need to say it. Man, that old flesh side of me. Well, I'm broke, Sandy. So I get up and I think, well, look, God, I won't say it around nobody. I'll just say it by myself. Money come up to me. Money come up to me and stay. Broke. Next week, money come up. Before you know it, I'm going, money come up to me and stay. I mean, I've been about 2 weeks. I mean, I'm getting it on the inside now. I'm like, glory to God. People are, what'd you say? Money cometh to me and stayeth. Start out and feel a little intimidated. Then as you walk on, why? Because the Lord spoke it to him. And I just took up what the Lord had spoke. And you know what? Before you know it, I was walking around and it got up on the inside of me and I started saying, glory to God, I'm a money magnet. Every time I turn around, money's coming. And it started coming to me. Then a guy comes to church right after that, and he says he got the biggest deacon in the church. Big old tall deacon. Got that deacon, and he had a sermon out of Deuteronomy 28, my favorite chapter. That he would have, I think he's about out overseas or something. But he's over there preaching, and he says, and all these blessings will come up. He said, now look, he said, I want you to run. He said, I just want you to run from this side of the church to that side of the church. I'm sitting back there, and I'm like, oh, man, this is crazy. We're at church. He said, when I tell you to go, he said, you go. No deacon, he stand up, a real tall boy. He's over there, and he said, and these blessings will come on you and overtake you. He said, now take off to the other side of the church. He dig off, he ran, jumped on him, took him down. Took that deacon down. He said, I'm the blessing, and I just took him over. He said, that's what's going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. He said, that's what's going to happen to you. He said, all these blessings are come on you and overtake you. He said, he didn't say you're going to work for them. He said, the blessing of the Lord. And then it wasn't too long, I'm like, Lord of God, I'm in the blessing. Hallelujah. I can't help but to be rich. I'm rich, rich, rich. Went around saying that so much, everybody started believing me, and I'm still broke. Scotty's rich, man. You hear him? He's bold about it, too, boy. Just bragging on all that money. I'm broke, Johnny. But God had done got on the inside of me, and they thought, Scotty got all kind of money, boy. So they started calling me Easy Money. Every time somebody get around to, hey, Easy Money, I said, one of them, I looked at him and said, what? Say it again. Come on. Say that again. He said, Easy Money. I said, bolder. Say it bolder. And so I went around saying, easy money. Glory to God, I'm easy money. Money comes to me easy. I get big jobs, less work, more money. Like I told Travis the other day, I said, I'm about to turn all this labor. I said, it's coming to time real soon. But God, I said, I'm not climbing. I said, I'm not climbing a ladder just to keep my calves, my legs worked up. I go to work out now. Go to work out. That's the way I'm looking at it, man. I'm going to work out. I ain't going for the money. I'm going to work out. Work out. So somebody say work out.
Work out.
Work out, man. Hallelujah. So I told Travis, I said, I don't know about all this labor. Now what am I doing? I'm prophesying the future.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My wife ain't got no help. I will. God said he'd send all the help I need. Hallelujah. My help coming from who? The Lord, the Bible says in Psalms. Looking to the hill to where your help comes from. Your help comes from Travis. No. Travis will let me down. He's done it. See, I'm taking it all the way back to this thing, what I'm talking about. We got to be bold in what the Word of God says for each one of our lives, for our finances, for our marriages, for health and everything. Hallelujah. And if women flirt with y'all guys, just get up and leave them sitting there. I done. I'm sitting eating breakfast one morning. Somebody anointed went over there by the devil. Woman walks in, on drug, whatever the case might be, and sit down there. Hey. My eggs, man. I had 3 eggs over medium, ham and biscuits. And man, I'm just fixing to chop them up, boy. I'm fixing to eat, man. Slides in there. Hey. I'm like, uh-oh. The Bible says for me to shun the very presence of evil. Look, God, I jumped up, went over there. I said, here, now, breakfast. I went over there, paid for that breakfast, got in my truck, and left. I said, look, God. See, then, well, Teresa wouldn't know nothing about it. Oh, but Jesus does. Oh, but the devil does. Oh, but the anointed one and the anointing on my life. I'm protecting the anointing on my life. I don't care if anybody knows it or not. I'm not afraid of Teresa like some of y'all are. So I don't do it because I'm afraid of her. I do it because I realize the boldness that God has given me to serve Jesus, to walk with Him, can be took by one trick the enemy pulls on me, and I start giving in and making me weaker and weaker and weaker. Y'all smart women that are servants of the Most High God, if a man flirts with you, just brush him off like he's the devil, because he is. And say, no weapon, and you're a weapon. No weapon formed against me will prosper.
Come on.
Oh, this can't happen. I'm in that flesh. Well, then, well, I'm going to call you to a fast for 3 days. You need a 3-day fast. Your flesh is ruling. And ain't but one thing going to do it, because Jesus is already living in you, right? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're a Christian, hallelujah, right? Well, you're going to have to bring a 3-day fast and push that food back and kill that flesh man. Kill him. Killer. I run my mouth till I fast for 2 or 3 days. I just don't want to talk. I mean, it'll shut you right up, man. Everybody know we're talking about Jesus, and I'm like, I'm closing into him right now. See y'all right here. I'm in here with him right now. I just don't like talking. That old flesh get weak. But you come out, glory to God, and that devil presents something. You say, what? Are you serious? After all of that, come on here. Get under my feet, glory to God. You're under my feet. I don't even want to commit adultery anymore, Danny. I'm free. Man. The Bible says who the Lord sets free is free. I don't even think, boy, it'd be good. And she wouldn't be like Teresa telling me what to do. Come in the other day and I had the TV box. She said, what's that? And I said, what? She said, it's the TV box. I've got the TV box, man. You're in a good place. You can have the TV box. You can have all the cookies. You can leave it on whatever channel you want it on. If you want your underwear on the floor, nobody's going to say nothing.
I agree.
You just walk over for a month. I never even, those thoughts never, I think, what, are you stupid, Satan? If he ever does, I say, man, she's number one. She loves Jesus. She's anointed. She loves Jesus. She loves me. She loves God's people. I'm not an idiot. It ain't no better out there nowhere else. You know what I had a thought? I had this thought one time. Well, Teresa, I don't really care for you anymore. Because she liked bad boy. I was a bad boy. You know, I mean, shoot, man. I'm smoking dope all the time, all kind of, you know. And I'm not scared of nothing. So I'd wear me a white hat down yonder, going to the movies on purpose. You know, it had a bad word on it. White boy. You know, I got out. You know, right in the middle of a lot of black folk down there, you know. And I'm like, going to the movies, baby. Take a hat off. No, it's my hat. I'm wearing my hat. You know. And so what, you know, all of that stuff, the enemy, but you know what? Been freed. Hallelujah. Freed by him, hallelujah. To be bold against racism, bold against all of that separates people all over the planet. So I want to encourage you, be bold. Be bold. You're the righteousness of God in Jesus. Be bold. Hallelujah. We don't want to miss church. Yeah, you can go there. I heard about a church one time. The pastor let them sell dope in the parking lot. Well, don't want to offend nobody. Don't sell no dope here.
That's right.
Smoke all you want. Smoke it over yonder. You know, make all the moonshine you want. Just make the steel at your house. We don't want to make it. If I did, I'd order me one off the internet. You can buy moonshines on the internet. I even thought about it. Well, I could make me a legal gallon of good corn whiskey. You think the devil don't tempt us like he does you?
Yes.
But you know what, praise God? We got the anointing here. I'm telling you, we're anointed. We're impacting the world. And I mean, we're growing. Praise team growing, people coming in, people getting stronger, getting in their place. Sure, we've been attacked. Big deal. We've been attacked ever since I've been here. I was attacked before I got here. I'm going to tell you this one story, and I'm going to close. I should have been close 10 minutes ago. But good Lord, we're here. We'd sit and listen to the news 8 hours, and it takes me 3 hours to get it out of you.
Right.
You got to hear some good preaching to get all that junk and oppression and feeling hopeless and where's God in the world? And that stuff will give you that sense if you just listen to it.
Right.
Going down there and there's brother in the Lord. He's actually a pastor. I'm going on the streets of Indiana down there and I'm preaching. The Lord told me to go down there and preach. And so this one particular night, we get down there and we're setting everything up and go up there and plug the amps and stuff up. Well, the guy forgot to leave the power on. for us to plug the lights up, guitar, all that stuff, you know. And so he says, it's on Friday night. And so he says, hey, I got an idea. I said, what is it? He said, let me run over here. I know a couple of contractors over here. They got generators. He said, I'll borrow one of their generators. I said, okay, I'll go ahead and set up and everything. About 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that, he comes back. It's about 10 minutes till 7, we start at 7. They're all out to eat, man. This is Friday. I forgot. They done all gone. Ain't going. He said, I'll tell you what we better do. I said, yeah, what's that? He said, I'll stand at that side of the parking lot. He said, you stand at that side of the parking lot. He said, and I'll tell them we had to cancel the service because of no power. And you tell them had to cancel for no power. With no power. And I mean, on the inside of me, that didn't sit well. It just rose up and the glory to God, and it just come out of my mouth before I even thought too much about it. I said, he's God without power. I said, we ain't calling nothing off. This service anointed. I said, Jesus stood and preached to multitudes, and I don't think they had electricity back then. I don't think they did, do you? I mean, his voice was carried to multitudes. I said, this is just a parking lot. Bless God. He said, are you sure? I said, you sure? I said, I'm absolutely. Well, it's going to be embarrassing. I can't. I said, you can't embarrass the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Come on.
He triumphs every time. Man. We went on, prayed God, set it all up. I'm taking up steps up onto the podium that I pulled the trailer up there. I'm going up that podium, and I heard a car squeal. And I look at it, and I'm like, man, hope it don't bust through the crowd here. It was the owner of the building. He done drove all the way to Pinson, man. He forgot to turn the power on. He forgot to leave the power on. And he drove all the way wide open from Pinson. Come sliding in there sideways. Slid up, run over there, went and unlocked the door. And I'm up there on the podium. And he's going in there. And I get the microphone up, praise God, like that. And all of a sudden, boof, the lights came on. And time to start service all over on the other.
Come on, man.
See, a boldness to get what it looked like. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not, and miracles happen to the righteous that stand up and are bold against things. The power comes in, whether it's in your marriage, in your living room, in your finances, no matter what it is. When you stand up in the boldness of God, I'm telling you, the power of God is residing there. Hallelujah. That guy, he told me after service, man, that was... I said, Jesus does miracles, man. I said, what he taught us here, don't you ever back down from the will of God. So I want to encourage you. Just be bold in your proclamation. Be bold over your body. I drove that slap. I'm not saying it by faith. You hear me? I drove that out. I believe it was arthritis. It is absolutely gone. You know, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego come out of that fiery furnace, their clothes, you know, smoke in their mouth. They didn't even smell like it. Didn't have the residue of the trial, in other words. I don't even have it. I'm working on some more parts now. I'm working on some more. I'm saying it in the morning, saying it to noon, saying it in the evening. I'm eating it 3 times a day. I said it today. I said, Lord, healing's my bread according to your word, and I eat it. Healing's in my body. Your word's in my body. Hallelujah. And devil, you got to turn me loose. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Your word says the righteous are as bold as a lion, Lord. Father, we